This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I said I was the hope of the United States because I embody what that hope should look like.
This is our country. It's time for us to impeach this president.
Some people did something. The eyes of history watching us.
I see the look of people in your eyes. You're killing me off a long line.
This is the agenda of white nationalists.
And you don't say America with an intensity. You don't.
And
Al Qaeda, you know,
is an expert.
Absolutely not. That is silly to even think.
Our country should be more fearful of white men across our country.
Will you condemn the Antifa attack in Washington over the weekend? It's easy to condemn terrorism. Will you condemn it?
And so I think, quite disgusted, really, to be honest, that as Muslim legislators, we are constantly being asked to waste our time speaking to issues that other people are not asked to speak to.
Sentencing for 9 Somali-American men is set for next week in Minneapolis, but a newly elected official is asking for leniency.
Minnesota Representative-elect Ilhan Omar wrote a letter to the judge asking for compassion instead of decades of prison time.
We are in the ring, we are in the people's house, and we are going to continue to keep fighting until we have the America we know we all deserve. Thank you.
You know, every time I'm going to have Tom Papert as his own talk show host and manages a TV station in the Midwest, the huge thing breaks every time he's going to host the show. But he's co-hosting with us the next hour, and I appreciate him sitting there while we cover all this. We're going to go to break here in just about 2 minutes. But I don't know what to say about this El Paso shooting, but the media is acting like it's Trump, it's a civil war. To me, it's very transparent that they're seizing on this. What do you think?
You're exactly right, Alex, and you're right. Something does always pop up, but we can't prevent the crazies. You know, it's very fascinating. We just saw last week, they're saying Antifa is going to attack. They're on standby. They're moving to El Paso. They've got 10 cities. They're going to go and attack and harass and do terrible things to. And at the same time, FBI Director Wray is saying Antifa is not a group. It's an ideology. Meanwhile, conspiracy theories are the biggest national threat to the United States. One thing that you brought up, Alex, is the MKUltra, how all of these people seem to have ties to psychiatry. I just wanted to bring up one thing. I have yet to find a shooter, and obviously we're still learning about these two nutcases from the last 24 hours, but I have yet to find a shooter who was not on SSRIs or some form of brain-altering chemical in the short time that I've been following this. I'm sure in your 25 years, you have yet to see a single shooter who did not have some kind of brain-altering chemical shrinking their gray matter.
Oh, I mean, that's it. And almost always their parents are psychologists or in DARPA or in the CIA. And I'm like, oh, Kaczynski, the Unabomber, was CIA. And, oh, the guy that did Aurora, his dad headed up the DARPA mind control program. I mean, this is all I'm saying is, what's going on here? Like, what have they done to their kids? Like, maybe they're not doing it actively. What is this evil spirit, too? It's just incredible.
It's almost like they're sacrificing their children. And we know this is something that they do. Anything to get to the ends that they desire. They have no humanity. I think that's what this comes down to.
Stay there, Tom Papert. I want to get your take on this on the other side. Tom Papert's our guest. We're live. It's Sunday, August 4, 2019. I'm Alex Jones. This is the most censored broadcast in the world. Whatever you do, don't tell people to tune in.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, hundreds of thousands of dead in Mexico in the last few years in gang-related operations. Doesn't matter because it's brown people killing brown people. But somebody waddles in and shoots 20-something people dead, injures 40-something, and, man, we hear it's President Trump. We hear ABC decides Trump needs to answer for mass shootings. He caused, just for saying our border should exist. And they've said the violence is coming. Trump's going to cause the violence, and he's going to cause the violence on the media. And I just pull back and I say, we should investigate where these people are coming from and why in Broward County last year on Valentine's Day the police stood down, which we first reported, now confirmed. Tom Pappard was a great patriot. He heads up some of the biggest pro-Trump sites out there, which is important because they can censor everybody off Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, but Infowars.com, Newswars.com. That's really important because then people have their own sites, and he's also the manager of one of the great TV stations we're on. Tom, sitting back watching this, what's your gut level on it? Because last week, you know, I'm hearing that Antifa's going to be attacking ICE in El Paso, but the left's also saying, you know, terror attacks are coming against minorities, and the FBI puts out a report saying, you know, white people are the terror threat, and it's just so magic, the timing of this. I don't know what's going on. It's just crazy.
You know, Alex, I think this is a great example of showing us who our real allies are. 2 weeks ago, I covered a video that, to my knowledge, is still up on YouTube, where an individual, he says he's a trans woman, but he looks like a man, talks like a man, dresses like a man. He said that he wants more terrorist attacks. He wants more Tacoma, Washington incidents. And we need mass violence to stop this concentration camp phenomena happening. This is right after the FBI says Antifa is not a problem. We're not investigating Antifa. It's not a movement. Now, this happens 2 weeks later. The FBI singles out conspiracy theories. They link this guy ex post facto to InfoWars, to Alex Jones, and to, again, the Q movement, which is anything they say, anybody who says anything bad about Alex Jones cannot be a friend. But now, today, we've seen at least four or five different Republicans, Lindsey Graham, Ted Cruz, and others, come out and say red flag laws could have saved these people. We just needed to take the guns. We could have saved these 20 people who were killed if only we'd taken the guns. And it's striking to me, Alex, that this is the way these patriots who are supposedly fighting big tech, who are supposedly supporting our president, President Trump, that's their gut reaction here. That's their knee-jerk reaction. Take the guns from the American people. To hell with the Second Amendment.
And that means with 340 million Americans, even though mass shootings, not even, you know, 100 people a year die, it's still terrible. Tens of thousands in cars, tens of thousands from knives. The media hypes it. And so that means every time there's an event, we've got to give up more of our freedoms. In fact, in his manifesto, if you believe he wrote it or he even did it, you know, he talks about bullets doing different things and how he likes the AK-47 ammo. So I guess we're going to probably want to ban that. If each shooter fetishizes ammunition, then we've got to ban that as well.
Right. There's actually, I was just trying to find while you were talking in the last hour, some more information about the sicko in Ohio who allegedly murdered 9. And I'm reading, there's nothing about the parents, first of all. It's always very interesting how they bury the information about the parents. But I saw at least 5 different headlines from 5 different news outlets. He had over 100 rounds. Over 100 rounds. Can you imagine over 100 rounds? Because we know this is their tactic. They want to take your guns if your ex-girlfriend calls and says that you're a jerk. They want to take your ammo so everybody can have a revolver with exactly 6 bullets in it, and that is your ability to have a Second Amendment. It's very clear and very sick, but, you know, we were talking about Mexico, or you were talking about Mexico. Mexico is pledging to take legal action against the United States of America because 3 of the people who were murdered were Mexican nationals. And I'm just sitting there wondering,
how many Americans get killed in Mexico? Do we sue them? Exactly. It's like Mexico. We've never seen 3 of our people killed, just hundreds of thousands. Exactly. You damn Americans.
Yeah. It's entirely owned by cartels.
They're wanting $3 million for every child that wasn't with a parent or family that we had to hold. Now the Democrats have filed thousands of lawsuits, $3 million apiece.
And meanwhile, we just had last week a 9-year-old boy was trafficked into the United States and sold for $4,200. And the police were just barely able to put this together, which means, you know, it happens every single day. And I sit there and I think, what do you want a 9-year-old slave for? I don't want any slaves, of course. But
you know, it's pedophilia. Well, the Senate report 2 years ago said under Obama, tens of thousands of children were trafficked and sold.
That's right.
But nobody personalizes them. Nobody personalizes those poor children who, by the way, are Hispanic.
Right. And I guarantee you, Alex, we're going to learn everything in the world about these 3 Mexican nationals, except for what they were doing in the United States. Were they just coming to shop? I can understand that. El Paso is a border town. Were they here legally, illegally? I don't think we'll ever find out. But Mexico demands answers. It's truly and completely fascinating. And you're right. When you were down in Mexico and the federales are telling you, hey, you need to be careful. You need to get out of this country. Bad things are happening. There is nobody in the United States demanding $3 million per American life lost in Mexico.
When we come back from break, we've still got time, but I want to get to it then. Did you see, it's confirmed, that they went in and expunged the fact that this guy was a Democrat, and they went into his social media after the shooting, somebody did, and changed all of it over.
Right. It starts. He's an atheist. I saw him listed as both the Green Party and a Democrat. They knew nothing about this guy. Now, all of a sudden, within 20 minutes, because you've seen the screenshots, it's a 20-minute gap from when they take the screenshot of him being a leftist. 20 minutes, that's all the time it takes. They find out he's a card-carrying member of the NRA. He watches Alex Jones.
Well, this
Jones
is
the killer.
They expunged the other records. That's why everybody's going through the social media Wayback Machines and Google Archive. But this is one they didn't change in live time. That's why they panicked and ran in there and did it. That's why it's so suspicious.
Right, right. We know he's a Christian.
I mean, who within 20 minutes of the shooting starting goes and searches his record and then has administrative power to take him out?
And I'm sure that this is all going to be easily explained away. Oh, we didn't know he was a private citizen. You can Google anybody in this country. You've got a phone. Everybody has a smartphone listening to you that knows everything about you. There is no chance that this guy was not public. You look at his LinkedIn profile. He doesn't have any Second Amendment stuff on there. He doesn't have any Alex Jones quotes on there. But somehow they managed to learn all this. It's absolutely fascinating just the speed at which they do this. And again, you said it. You coined it earlier in the show, Alex. They don't even care that they're getting caught because they know that people like you have been totally and completely obliterated off of the internet. You have to know the top secret forbidden link. And people like me, I reach about a third of what I was reaching a year ago. And maybe
and that's the key is they dampened us, they silenced us, they governed us ahead of whatever it is they're planning, which we'll talk about when we come back from break. We'll get more into They're expunging the record, but can you imagine what they're planning? How crazed? They've got Donnie Deutsch, everybody on TV saying, time to break the law, time to get violent, time to kill. I mean, they are just ramping up, man.
And it's all across the board. And you see, again, that video that I was talking about earlier, it haunts me because the guy is sitting there saying, what that guy did, Von Spronson, he is a hero. We need 100 Von Spronsons. We need attacks. It can't just be an isolated incident. It needs to be all across the country.
And that was the guy that firebombed the ICE facility just 3 weeks ago and shot at the police who got killed. And let's talk about that.
Right.
It was General Minton K. Parton was the former head of Air Force Weapons Development. He was retired 3-star general. And he said, Alex, they get rid of the death penalty in countries that communists are about to take over because they know they can have their own communists stage terror attacks, blame it on the nationalists, and then they get out of jail later. And I was like, really? Right. And see, so think about the really smart ones. Don't just do a Jesse Smollett where nobody attacked him. They actually do the real attack with their cohorts. Sometimes people go to jail and play the part of a nationalist. You see how that works? That's the next level of this. But let's come back and look at this. Let's also open the phones up. We should open the phones up specifically on mass shootings, civil war, the Democrats trying to blame Trump. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. First-time callers. 877-789-2539. What do you think? I'm Alex Jones with Tom Papert, and we're talking about the way the media is hyping this like Trump is a Nazi.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Season of violence. We're in the season of revolution. Powerful governments and corporations used America's openness to take control of it in the last 50 years. And that's now out in the open. And they've been saying Trump wants to kill Mexicans. And Trump is this horrible person. And then right on time it begins. Now, did they provocateur and stage the event? Or did the hype of that and saying that Trump is calling for this cause a mentally ill person to do this? That needs to be investigated. But asking questions about this is completely normal and a good thing to do. We're going to go to Jason, Chris, Matt, and others. We're taking your calls right now on what do you think. But having the FBI come out last week, along with the FBI director, and say white people are the threat, white people are the racist, and the statistics don't even show that. I mean, I'm not being mean because it's still a low statistic, but you got a 10 times chance if you're white being attacked or robbed or killed by a black person. You got a 10 times chance of your black being killed by a black person. Doesn't mean average black person's a criminal. It just means there's a certain percentage that's super criminal and believes it's okay to do because whatever reason. But you see, it's all how they play games with the statistics. I mean, you can get into statistics all day, like Asians have the highest rating on college degrees. In fact, of the 9 richest groups by race, it's 9 Asian groups are above any white people. But the media doesn't go with that angle because they know white people have a chip on their shoulder about being guilty because they've been taught that. It's kind of our religion now. We're not Christian anymore. We're just guilty. We're white. And so then you see something like Christchurch, which was really plastic banana. I mean, I don't know what was going on there, but boy, weird. And then you've got this event, and the media, just every channel, there's all these clips on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com that Trump's got to answer for it, Trump's to blame, Trump's the one that did it, all the 20 Democrat candidates coming out saying it's his fault. This is crazy. Never a discussion in the news about a tractor trailer with 25 dead people from Latin America in it because the coyotes didn't get their money. Nobody humanizes them. Never the talk about thousands of mass graves found. No, or thousands of people found in mass graves. No, it's just all when the media chooses, they flip a switch on, and then it's a guy who's a Democrat on his own social media, and his dad's a big Democrat, an anti-gunner, gives money to gun violence victims, and works for the government as a psychologist, and it's just always like, what's going on here? We need to look at the backgrounds of these people. What do you think, Tom?
You're absolutely right. And one thing that I find fascinating is, you know, I've been in media my entire adult life on to when I was a teenager, 16 years old and old enough to work. I've been in media in some way, shape, or form. Not necessarily a good thing, mind you, but Whenever a prominent person would take their own life, commit suicide, the Associated Press, all of the Reuters, everybody who does anything sends out just a reminder to our friends in the industry. Here is how you discuss suicide. Never say suicide. Say they took their own life. Never put it in the headline. Say they were found dead. Never do anything, because we don't want there to be a chain of these. We don't want other people who are on the edge. Always put the 1-800 number on there. But then, when it's a mass shooting, they say, shocking white nationalist butchers 20 people. That's their go-to. It's a completely different mindset. And then what happens? 12 hours later, we have another one nearby in the country. It's almost like they know if they can encourage more of these, because they know they can use them for cheap political points against President Trump, cheap political points against Republicans, cheap political points against the Second Amendment. If they can drive more of these people who maybe they're on some SSRIs, maybe they have some brain issues, maybe they've got a chemistry imbalance, maybe their dad works for DARPA, who knows? Who knows? But if they can push them over the edge to actually act violently, they're going to do it. It's a way to win against Republicans. Meanwhile, anytime there's an Antifa attack, you hear nothing about it. In fact, I predict there's been the first little blurb of the guy in Ohio. And now that we know he's a registered Democrat, we know that he voted in two Democrat primaries. That means he was likely voting for Bernie or Hillary in 2016. That story's going to disappear because they can't use it to vilify Trump. They can't use it to call him a racist guy who wants Mexicans to be killed.
You're right, Tom. When we come back, we're going to go to phone calls for a couple segments. But Trump has put the flags at half staff. Trump has said it's terrible. Still, the media is implying that he's behind it. It's just so obvious. It's so disgusting, and they're not going to give up, and they're just going to keep escalating what they're doing. And my biggest fear is the left will figure out how to stage events and take the blame for things. Don't just be like Smollett, stage an event, didn't happen. Go ahead and carry the event out, play along with it. I mean, they're hateful enough to do that.
I think you're absolutely right. And the question really gets to be, what can we patriots do? Because the virtue signaling, like, is it even a virtue signal? I love that the black unemployment is the lowest it's ever been, and Hispanic unemployment is the lowest it's ever been, and the women's unemployment is almost as low as it's ever been. But it seems like even if you point out all of the wonderful things, that economic prosperity, that America first, that putting the novel idea of caring about the people who actually live here and were born here, it seems like just pointing out that all the benefits of that isn't enough. Because again, we have Beto out there saying he wants Mexicans dead. He describes them as rapists and criminals and thugs. And no matter what you do.
Oh, don't forget, he said in the clip, he's been on like five channels. I've seen five. He says Mexicans are an infestation. So notice one lie. He says, man, you know, drugs infestation and rats infestation in Baltimore, Maryland, which Elijah Cummings has said, the mayor said. And then that lie is said that he's saying that blacks are infestations. And then Beto just riffs off that like a jazz musician and says, no, Mexicans are an infestation. It's Beto engaged in the racial division. It's Beto engaged in the fraud. It's outrageous. But no right. One calls him on it. And those of us that do are silenced so he can sit up there. But he still looks like a meth head. He still looks like a child molester. Beto will always be a piece of crap. He'll always be a little fraudster, a hit-and-run scammer, married to a big globalist billionaire. He'll always be a nobody. That's the good news, is everyone sees through the hollow man that's Beto O'Rourke.
I think you're absolutely right about that, and it's no coincidence that they're still trying desperately to puff this guy out. He couldn't win against Ted Cruz. He had virtually every Hollywood celebrity coming in. I've heard upwards of $6 million in money funneled into PACs to get him elected senator. He loses that against Ted Cruz, who has been so utterly vilified.
Excuse me, $6 million?
I've heard that.
It was $100 million. I covered it. No, type in Beto O'Rourke's PAC breaches $100 million. And then he said, it's the biggest Senate race ever. He said, I don't take any PAC money when all it is PAC money. Guys, pull in. $100 million was raised by Beto. Yeah, $100 million.
Meanwhile,
Ted Cruz, it's like red flag laws. If your neighbor doesn't like who you are, let's just take your guns away. With Republicans like this, who the hell needs Democrats?
And he's now said it twice. Yeah, I mean, it's totally insane. And Ted Cruz is supposed to be the guy protecting us from the big tech overlords taking away our First Amendment. It's totally
insane. By the way, we're going to find that. I hear you. It's PAC funding, guys. We're going to come back with phone calls. Papert, stay there. We're going to come back. I'm going to go in there and get on the computer myself. I will give you the $100 million number.
Subscribestar.com/Alex Jones. That's where the next adventure against tyranny begins. That's where I'm going to be posting exclusive content 7 days a week in the fight for human freedom worldwide. That's where people that are at the third tier will get a free special edition t-shirt and more. Subscribestar, Alex Jones. Search it today. It's a super hot site. It's pro-freedom. It's pro-free speech. It's exploding right now. We're very excited to be involved at Subscribestar. So be sure and join me at Subscribestar.com/Alex Jones for the next level of the human revolution against tyranny. When you subscribe today, you will see information. You will see videos. You will see articles. You will see documents you won't see anywhere else at Subscribestar.com/Alex Jones. So subscribe today for exclusive content nowhere else on the World Wide Web. Subscribestar.com/Alex Jones.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100. Or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
I know this. The corrupt power structure ruling over this planet, the power powerful evil forces and principalities of the air want us off the air. But we ride the air. And we're going to defeat these people with your prayers and your support and your word of mouth. But I have an other talk show host plug every segment. As everybody knows, the real advertising is during the show. Well, whatever. We had a big sale last week. It's extended a few more days. We got to end it. It's the giant mega sale. Save InfoWars sale. Stop the clowns. When we covered the whole debate sale. 50 to 60% off store-wide. InfoWarsStore.com. Double Patriot points in your next order. Free shipping. There's a lot of great products there everybody needs, like Ultra 12. It's the best B12 you'll find anywhere. Turbo Forces. It's the best long-day energy drink. Cleanest system, best system you're going to find. All these are amazing products at InfoWarsLife.com. Tom Papert, going back to you. The Democrats are calling for a violent overthrow of Trump everywhere, but they always want somebody else to do it. But obviously they're going to find mentally ill people that are willing to do this and play their part, try to win this information war. But at a gut level, but also just studying this politically, people, everybody I know doesn't buy any of this anymore. And gun owners and aren't going to turn their guns in because some other psychopath does something. That's more of a reason for us to have guns. Let me ask you that question. What do you think the Democrats do as we go into 2020, this crazy year, just 4 or 5 months away? And what do you think the other tricks are up their sleeves?
Now, Alex, it's exactly what you just said. I just saw in the break, we're going to write an article on BigLeaguePolitics.com later today. Apparently, there are dozens, if not hundreds, of calls for additional violence from the left on Twitter right now, up and for the whole world to see. The left, it's a very small group that are part of this insane cult at this point. That's what I believe. But they know that they're very radical. They're willing to go out and punch Nazis. They think that Alex Jones is goose-stepping down the street with an assault rifle, and it's their time to shine. They have to take you out. That's what they think is actually happening. They think you're leading a real army, not a proverbial InfoWars army, and that you are the general of the Nazis, and so they're ready to take you out. I think that, again, they're trying to radicalize the left. They want, as you said, a civil war. They want race baiting. They want violence, so that way they have something to talk about at the debate. And I think,
well, exactly. I'm not a drama queen, but I notice you noticed that, because I don't want to make a big deal about it for a lot of reasons. But they're everywhere saying, oh, look at Trump, the Nazi. Look at Jones, the Nazi cult. We need to get him. And so now it's not that I'm a Russian, it's not that I'm a racist, it's that I killed these people. And so you're saying you're seeing that big call on Twitter.
Apparently there are, we've seen at least a dozen that have been shot to me of just random leftist nobodies calling for violence. We need violence to answer this violence is what they're saying. And
which is exactly what Antifa magically said they're going to do coming up. What? I mean, that's only, how many days away is September 1st?
It's, 25 days now, I believe. We're less than a month out, and they're saying they're going to take over the city of El Paso. There's photos of violence on that website, and I'm sitting there thinking, why do they get to have a website? InfoWars is under constant 24-hour-a-day attack on its website. You've had how many payment processors could take it down? And the one nugget on the website where Antifa is organizing their takeover El Paso event, one nugget that I don't think anybody else reported on, and I meant to hit it just, you know, so many hours in the day, but they have funding available for those who need it. How are they paying for people to come to these events? It just reeks. It's disgusting. And I think it's no coincidence, Alex, that we saw at the Democrat debate on CNN, there were absolutely no mentions, or maybe one or two, of Mueller and the Russia hoax. So now that that has been totally killed and put to bed, proverbially, now it's back to their Nazis. It's an infestation. All non-whites are allegedly an infestation, according to the president. That's where they're going with this, and they know that it's even more powerful than Russia. And I think that that's why they milked the Russia hoax for so long, because this, too, will get tired eventually. Eventually, people will go check out Trump's Twitter feed and see that he just got an African-American rapper freed from Sweden because he was defending himself. And they're going to realize that this is all. But they've got a good 18 months with this, at least. They're going to stoke the flames of civil war. You've got people out there saying that Antifa is a wonderful movement full of great people. You have the FBI director saying we can't go after or Antifa because it's an ideology and not a group. Meanwhile, they're organizing. And meanwhile, the same FBI director says we're going after that QAnon stuff. That the Alex Jones conspiracy theorist. That's the number one.
No, you're right.
Threat.
We're going to go to nothing. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick saying Antifa should come to Texas next segment. But right now, let's just get to some of these calls. Jason in California, you're up first. Go ahead, Jason. Thanks for calling.
Alex, I just want to say, first of all, I heard your commercials, and you are a general. You are a general. How you work, you work great. I appreciate it. You're God's army. You're part of the general.
Well, thank you, brother. We appreciate you. What do you think about this whole situation?
Look, I was just on, because, you know, you lose your train of thought when you're talking, and you guys are talking about so many amazing things and how they're labeling everybody as Nazis and everything, right? Well, the old guys that were running our country 20, 30 years ago, the way they were running everything, they were thinking like Nazis and everything. But right now, how everything is being ran, well, there is no Nazism going on. And they're tricking and they're bringing us, me and you, all together in this Nazism. And when you read the definition of it, we are so far away from that. And you, the way you spoke over the last 10 years, you have not incited me ever one time. Since I've watched you, I think I started watching.
Well, sure, but you know what they do? They accuse us of that, so we're always debating. We're not Nazis, so that we just don't cover the other topics. But I hear you, and God bless you, brother. I appreciate you. No, you're absolutely right. That's what they're doing. Let's go ahead and talk to Chase in Houston. He wants to talk about mind control in El Paso. I'm not saying it's mind control, but it's happened before. We've got to look at that. What do you think, Chase?
How you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Hey, man, I've experienced this myself, and I was ready for it. I was in a cybernetics program in the Army, so I'd already been through something similar to what they're doing to these people. And you can YouTube targeted individuals and just look at the people that are giving their testimony there, and it'll show you how this mind hive technology is creating transhumanists, which all of the media is transhumanists.
You know that the supposed Aurora shooter's dad ran the DARPA program, and the son was in it, and he said he was under mind control.
Hey, look, that is a misdirection. I guarantee you that everybody has this nanotechnology that's driving these people these days. And if you want to, that's the problem. This is going back and forth. You've got these different nano mafias. And everybody tries to pin it on the other people with technology. And what they'll leave little details in there like that to set people up. And it goes back and forth. And nobody wants to talk because if it does, it buries all of them. All right. And I've had to deal with this. This technology came here and tried to turn me into an operative. And if you ever want somebody to give you an interview and tell you exactly how this stuff operates, I'll be more than happy to do it, Alex.
Well, God bless you, brother. Give us your info. Let me ask Tom Papert as we go to break. Because this can all sound crazy, but they admit Theodore Kaczynski and so many others. Tim McVeigh was in a secret army operation. He thought he joined Delta Force. And even the LA Times admits that the Unabomber was CIA under mind control. So it's totally normal to ask this question. What do you think, Tom?
I think it's irresponsible to not ask the question. And beyond that, it's irresponsible to not point out that every major mass shooter, again, the information has not come out about these two most recent ones, but virtually every single mass shooter has been on some type of prescription mind-altering chemical drug, an SSRI, antidepressant, something like that. It's irresponsible to not say with these drugs that in the commercials where they advertise them, they say it may cause suicidality, it may cause homicidality, it may cause you to go on a unprovoked killing spree. It's irresponsible not to point this out and say maybe we have a major problem in this country with how we deal with mental illness and what we do with vulnerable people.
And then I've got the Joint Hearing Select Committee on Intelligence, MK Ultra, and CIA Mind Control. I mean, that's real, folks. That's the Frank Church Committees. Oh, my goodness. We'll be back with more calls. Stay with us. Tom Papert's our guest. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Whatever you do, don't tell your friends and family about Infowars.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Before I started working at InfoWars, I was not only a fan of Alex Jones and InfoWars.com, but also the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And there's one product that's offered at InfoWarsStore.com that is the elite of the supplements, and that's DNA Force Plus. Now, I remember when Alex first started talking about this with some of his special guests, telomeres and telomere support with your DNA. And so I started to look into the science and what telomeres were and how it can improve your health and longevity when you protect your telomeres. So I started looking into DNA Force Plus, but it's expensive. Why? Because it is an elite supplement. And then I started seeing other competitors coming up with competitive supplements for telomere support, and they came and they went. But DNA Force Plus is still there. It is the elite supplement. I get excited when DNA Force Plus is on sale because I know it's expensive. So you should take advantage of 50% off DNA Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
They railed against the crown of the ragtag barons, declaring their independence.
From Nazareth they came.
You know, the system is trying to shutter the windows of perception. Trying to kill real human development. And the left doesn't care about millions dead around the world from Islamic terror, hundreds of thousands dead in Mexico. They don't tell you about it. They don't humanize it like babies being killed in the womb or after they're born. With the governor of Virginia saying, keep them comfortable. No. They only tell you about the people they want to humanize because they want to make it your fault as a gun owner. Somebody did something wrong. But you as a human, no matter what color you are, where you came from, have the power to say no. And the power to share links to shows and websites. I can't believe how many people go, oh, I used to love your show. Wish it was still on. I'm like, I'm on a whole bunch of radio stations and TV stations, and I'm at Infowars.com, and I'm at Newswars.com, but they act like, well, it's not Facebook, it's not YouTube, I mean, it's not Twitter, it doesn't exist. How do we give big tech all the power? When all of you should be starting websites, all of you should be in the streets. But look, Matt Drudge came here in the middle of the election 3.5 years ago. And he told us everything was coming. He said, get off the sites, get ready, tell people now. And I halfway listened, so I'm still on air. Other folks are all destroyed. Everybody else just grovels. I better do what they say or they'll take me off. Wow, that's slavery. And I'll cover this tomorrow during the weekday show. I haven't even hit this yet. We first got an idea about this with WhatsApp app and Facebook. They bought up every company out there. When they said a few months ago, don't say Alex Jones's name. Don't say positive things about him. And they said, CNN said, but he may have WhatsApp. Ban him from text messages to people. That's person to person. I didn't have that. But now they've announced, we're going to watch what you say. We're reading at Facebook everything you say. And if you say something wrong, we'll use it against you in your social score. They think you're done. They think you're broke back. They think you've given in. Good God. And they're announcing the human clones. They think you're done. They think you're over. They think you're a loser. I don't. I bet on you. We're in this together now. Tom Papert's my guest. I hope he'll come back during the week with me. Every time he's supposed to host, I was taking off today, taking the kids fishing and water skiing and wakeboarding, and couldn't do it. I've been working the whole time, but I'm here co-hosting with him, smart guy. We're taking phone calls right now. Who should we talk to? Let's talk to William in Alaska. William, you're on the air. What do you think about all this?
How's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
I just agree with everything you have said so far. And for years, I've been a long time listener. It's just mind blowing how every time we get close, as far as news being broke, the FBI coming out, the 302s, the ties to the Clintons, Jeffrey Epstein, there's always, always these staged events or these so-called mass shootings or some kind of distraction. And I just, you know, it's kind of a disconcerting when you try to tell people this, you know, like my wife's sitting here like, wow, Alex just said this Thursday because she's listening to me listen to you. And here it is. You just said El Paso. Here we are. You know, I mean, this Antifa, they're always out there. They're inciting this violence. All the YouTube videos.
Now, let me just say this. I don't say this that powerful. It actually scares me. It was the Sunday before I was outside drinking iced tea. I got hit. And it was just like, they're going to attack El Paso. There's a revolution there. And QAnon, they're going to blame that. I'm not trying. This literally happened. It was all electrochemical. Your brain has all these thousands of pieces, millions of pieces, and it comes with the answer. And then I'm sitting here, like I'm thumbing through this. So I want to show you the FBI report that came out Thursday, you know, says all this. And it says, if you question pedophilia and the Clintons running pedophiles, it says it. Here it is. In the report, it says, if you talk about the Clintons and pedophiles, you're a murdering terrorist. Well, how? It's confirmed. So think, it's obviously their counter. I mean, there's like no doubt about it. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Yes, Alex, I couldn't even say God bless you. You're the guys. My tweet went viral on May 5th and with the Facebook, the instant message, the instant that I said, God bless Alex Jones. And God bless InfoWars and PrisonPlanet.com. Instantly, I was shut down. And from that moment on, my wife is sitting here like, wow, this is really happening. Yeah, it's happening. I mean, everything you've talked about is coming to fruition. So, again, you are like tapped into the consciousness of the United States somehow. They just, or maybe the world. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, everything you say.
Well, no, I'm tapped into you. That's the only reason I'm tapped in. But this is a giant vortex, and the enemy knows that. And that's why I'm a selfish person. I'll tell you, I need your prayers, because the enemy is attacking all my family, because they're trying to get me. but they're attacking all my family. So people just pray for my family. That would be really good. I'm not trying to be a wimp here or a victim. It's just that my family, and I'll be honest, they need to burn them. You know, I mean, God knows that. The enemy knows. Like, if my family's got to get burned in all this, I'm not happy about it, but it's going to happen because I'm going to lose them anyways. Better they get burned up right now, but they're coming after my family. Politically, psychically, it's not fun, and I'm not a wimp about this, but I'm glad you're dialed in, brother, because it's really painful to have to put it on the line. But you know what? We're never going to get across the line if we don't put our family on the line. Does that make sense?
Well, I'm fighting for my 10-year-old, that's for sure. I'm fighting for my son and his future, and you know, I hear it every day in your voice. I hear it every day when I'm watching you. I mean, again, this is for years now. America's come to this point to where we're tired of this. This is it. You know, I mean, and we're the silent majority of us that don't speak or don't, you know, contribute in some kind of way. We're right here, you know.
And let me say this, though, because you're a man and it's hard for you to deal with this. If you're a man, can you imagine the children kidnapped and trafficked and tortured and used and killed? They're calling out for God. And so the reason we're so upset is psychically. We hear the children in bondage, in cages, in pits. And see, the Satanists know this. They know psychically we're picking up kids in cages. We're picking up the torture. We're really freaked out. And so they go, Trump has them in the cages. Trump is torturing children. And people that aren't fully dialed in go, he is, because they feel it. You see how Satan is very sophisticated. And Satan knows the gifts we have. So I'm glad you called in, because you just hit on the central pillar here, is that we feel what's happening. We know it's happening, but we don't have God's omnipresent vision. We just feel it. So see how the enemy tells us, oh, humanity's in danger. Humanity's going to die. Do what we say or you'll be extincted. But their very group says they want to extinct us. See? So we know it's true. We go, yeah, we're about to die. They're like, yeah, you're about to die. Let's do what we say. They're the very ones preparing us. So see how we have that sixth sense. We have that third eye. We have it. But we're like babies. We don't know how to use it. That's why these Satanists are so threatened by us. Because if we get to the next level and can use this power, this will all be a joke. Does that make sense?
Yes, and it saddens me when I see somebody that doesn't have that spark, or when I try to explain to them, or even turn them on to you, or listen to Alex Jones, or Paul Joseph Watson, anybody. You know, just listen to what they're saying. Listen to the truth that's being put out there. It's there. You have to want to have that knowledge. You have to seek it out. And then, once you do seek it out, oh man, then you got to have the reality of what you're looking at. And again, that's that pain that America is feeling right now. We all know deep down this is going on. And
exactly. We feel the pain, and then the devil and the media goes, yeah, the pain's you. You feel that pain? It's because you're bad. No, it's because we love God. See the trick, though? People that don't have a conscience, they don't feel it, so they don't care. The devil knows we have that connection, so it plays all day on that and then manipulates us. But once we understand that, and once we go, oh, it's you that's doing it, their power is broken. Call me back, William. You're a great caller from Alaska. God bless you. I'm sorry to other callers. I'll be back, Lord willing. Every day's a blessing. 11 a.m. after David Knight comes on to cover all this tomorrow. Infowars.com/show. But Tom Papert, you're an amazing patriot as well. How do folks find your material? Closing comments.
Well, Alex, thank you for having me on the show. I do want to say in our final couple seconds here, folks, you've got to go to InfowarsStore.com. I've got a good array of supplements sitting here in front of me. Super Male, vitamin B12, so many good options here. DNA Force has been personally life-changing. And, Alex, I cannot thank you enough for offering these. It's a wonderful way to support the broadcast. And thank you to my fans who go to my sites and they find my address and they send me your supplements. There are lots of ways to fight this info war. So,
by the way, I didn't know we were going to plug here at the end, but, you know, I was a little overweight. You're a little overweight. You've lost a ton of weight. I know you told me privately the supplements help, so that's exciting, brother.
About 80 pounds in a year, thanks to I credit Super Male Vitality and Alpha Power completely. But folks can find me. I'm still on Facebook for now, Shadow Band, but there, Facebook.com/God Emperor Trump Official. And I'm still on Twitter, again, for now. We'll see how long it lasts, @RealGETrump. Thanks again for having me on, Alex.
Tom, thank you so much. And thanks to the crew putting up with me. Lord willing, I'll see you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Sorry to the callers I didn't get to.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.